Hello, and welcome to We Speak CVE, a free podcast from the CVE program. On this podcast, we'll talk with people from the cybersecurity community about what else, cybersecurity and vulnerability management, and the CVE catalog of vulnerabilities. If you didn't know, the CVE program's mission is to identify, define, and catalog publicly disclosed cybersecurity vulnerabilities.
Hello, my name is Dave Waltermeyer. I work for the National Institute of Standards and Technology. I'll be your moderator for this installment of We Speak CVE. Today I'm joined with Chris Britton, chair of the Automation Working Group as part of the CVE program, and Melind Kulkarni, who works for NVIDIA Corporation. We'll start with Melind today. Melind, would you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Dave. And thanks for having me today on the podcast. So my name is Melind Kulkarni. I work for NVIDIA Corporation. I'm a senior program manager in their product security response team. And I've been working closely with MITRE CVE program since 2016.
Wow, that's been quite a bit of time. I'm sure you have quite a few stories to tell us about your journey as part of the CVE program. So how has your work been?
Maybe I'll give a quick introduction on, how we started the CVE program at NVIDIA. So NVIDIA became a CNA back in 2016. And at that time, we were fairly new. And because we were new to the program, and one of the challenge for us was how to submit the CVE records to the CVE program, because that was the main component of the responsible disclosures that we do for the community as well as to the researchers and customers. As we started, when we joined the CVE program, we started with very basic steps that are, guidelines that are provided by the program. We started using the CVE flat files. CSV flat files where we put all the information and used to submit using the web form to the CVE program. And they used to look at the information and then they put all that information in the database, the CVE program database, and eventually it goes replicates to the NVIDIA database. But as we started maturing our processes and we started getting more comfortable and we started maturing our processes, we started using the JSON file format, which was more structured format and which had more information in it to provide to the program and to the customers and to the community, and which was more structured. And one of the more benefits of using that JSON format was the speed, because we created those files using manual process as well as automation can be used, and then we used to submit using pull request to the GitHub, and finally it goes to the database, CVE program database. So that journey was interesting, because when we started when we joined the program, we started with very simple steps, which of course worked. But as we started going further in the program and we learned more things, then we went through these steps. And then now we are at a position where we are, using the new reservation service to get the CVE IDs and then assign to our bugs or the vulnerabilities, and then use that to the JSON files to solve. And now we are at a position where we exactly know how to control our messaging, how to submit the CVE records to the MITRE program, also request the CVE IDs, either it can be sequential or random CVE IDs to the reservation service. And I also work closely with one of the automation working groups that are in the MITRE program, CVE program. And it is a very good working group with different CNAs. And we also have a lot of activities and inputs and feedback that we give to the working group. And Chris, who is also one of the members in the podcast today, so he runs the working group. And we are we do internal testing of the various things. And I would like Chris maybe talk a little bit about what is coming up in the next, the automation perspective.
Yeah, and we'll certainly get to that in a moment. But before we do that, I would actually like to hear a little bit about your thoughts. You've had a lot of experience adopting some of this new technology to submit CV records. There's other organizations out there that may be considering doing the same within their organization. Maybe they're thinking about joining the CVE program as a CNA, but they're not really sure how to get started. Do you have any recommendations, any thoughts for organizations that might be early in a similar kind of journey that NVIDIA has gone through?
Yeah, sure. I think this is really, we went through the same steps when we joined the CVE program. We were really new to everything. We didn't know much, lot of things. So we started like basic steps, like using CSV format to submit the CV records using the web form. And I believe there are instructions already there. And it was very easy. I mean, all the options are very fairly simple. They are easily very much documented. And we started with simple steps. And once, like I said, once we went familiar, so I would suggest that who are new to the program, they can start with these steps first and then move to gradually to the next steps where they can look how can they use the JSON files, or they can use automation to create those JSON files and submit to the GitHub repository. Pretty simple. So it all depends on how much resources you have and plus how much efficient you want to get in the process, because as you get into the next level of steps, it is more efficient, and the speed of how you publish your CV records becomes way faster. Within couple hours or within less than couple hours, your information is posted on the public database for disclosures. So I would recommend start with basic step first to get familiar with the entire workflow of how to get CV IDs that you get from the CV program first. That is basically very easy steps, like you submit a form, get the CV IDs from the CV program, then start assigning them to your disclosures, and then submit those records using flight files to the CV program. So that is pretty basic things that I think any new CNS can start with. And eventually, like where we are right now, where we are using JSON file format, which is more structured, more easy to use, and also easy to submit, because then you can directly go to the GitHub repository and create a pull request, and they can take your submission and merge into the master database. So that is the next advanced step, intermediate step you can do. And also, like, you can use the reservation system to get the CV IDs. Or, you know, whether you want a sequential number of CV IDs or non-sequential number of CV IDs, you can submit those, use that service in your automation. And so that is the next step I would recommend for a mid-sized CNAs or who actually are now into the CV program, maybe for a year or two, they can start doing this. And eventually, you know, the full automation service strategy or the plan, the RSU service, where you can actually submit the CV records or the JSON files using that service. I think that will really be the last goal that every CNA should try to go, or take to that point. So there is a journey, but I think starting with easy steps and then going to the more advanced steps, and then eventually the full automation goal that everybody has. So I think that is the journey that we went through, and I think that really works. And as you get more familiar, it's easy to get into the steps. And by joining the AWG group that Chris manages, or you know, coordinates that group, he's the chair of the group. So there are a lot of interesting discussions. You can bring your feedback, your input points. You can also test some of the new features that are done. So that really helps you to provide your inputs and get into the system for your feedback and everything. And that really, I think that's how we participate closely with the CVE program to make it more efficient and work with other CNAs for collaboration and, you know, develop a full flow workflow for, you know, right from where you get the CV IDs, then generate the CV records and submit it to the program.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're recommending that CNAs take an incremental approach where they can, gradually adopt some of these technologies as their participation in the program matures. It sounds like you've also gotten quite a bit out of collaborating within the automation working group. So that's, as a board member, that's really good to hear. I'd like to shift and talk a little bit about the automation working group then with Chris Britton. Chris, would you mind introducing yourself?
Thanks, Dave. My name's Chris Britton. I am the currently the chair of the CV Automation Working Group. And as the chair of that group, one of my jobs is to kind of set the agenda and to move the group forward in the context of collecting requirements for automation. Because as Millen suggested, there is a kind of an incremental approach to what we suggest for new CNAs and mature CNAs to engage the CVE program. What we're doing in the AWG is we're trying to build what I call the superhighway for a CVE record deployment or record submission, right? Whereas in the, as Millen talked about, the initial increment, if you will, is kind of a manual approach to get used and get engaged to the program. If you don't have a lot of resources, there's those web forms to engage with the program on. It does involve a lot of human interaction on behalf of the program to process those CVE records. You kind of graduate, if you will, to the GitHub process that we have to have a more structured approach to push records out in volume, and that allows you to do that. But there is a time lag there, and that process is a bit fragile sometimes. What we're working on in the AWG, and I'll talk in a few moments about how it's kind of working, but what we're trying to accomplish is really to build that super highway, that automated approach to the current process, where the current process is kind of, two phase. First, you have to get a CVE ID. You request a CVE ID. And once you receive that CVE ID as a CNA, then you actually use that ID and populate your CVE record around that. And so it's a two phase process. First, you get the CVE identification a number, and then you have to embed that number into your record and you submit the record for publication. That's kind of the process. And so the automation working group is trying to automate that process. So Millen, so in the context of doing that, we collect requirements from the community, and we've built an architecture that's the community has been heavily engaged in helping us create that. It's a community effort, and anybody can participate. So that's important to understand. If you're out there and you're a new CNA and you're saying, how can I participate? Just start coming to the meetings, and you can get engaged in the email list. And we encourage everyone to, in the community, every CNA to participate, because you have a stake in what's being produced, right? What's being produced is for and members of the community to robustly and efficiently publish CVEs and actually essentially record every vulnerability in the world in the CVE repository. And that's really where we want to be. And so we're trying to create that framework to make that easy and efficient for you. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. So you referred to this new technology, the service infrastructure that the AWG is building as a superhighway. How would a CNA, take the on-ramp to this superhighway?
Yes, that's a great question, and that's something we're working in the process of working on right now. And that on-ramp, if you will, is already partially developed. As I mentioned, the architecture that we're pursuing is a RESTful architecture. What I mean by that is essentially a CNA will engage and have a client running on their end, and that is a cost that they'll have to incur to build their client or to adopt a client. And that client will engage a series of endpoints, a RESTful interfaces, if you will, that they will engage back and forth and make requests to get a CVE ID, for example, and to indeed ultimately submit their CVE records into the CVE database through this RESTful interface. So when we talk about the on-ramp, As any on-ramp, if you've been around superhighways before, it doesn't happen overnight. And on-ramps along a highway typically open at different times, right, as things get completed. And so what we've completed thus far is, as Millen suggested, is the CV identification and reservation service, or that endpoint. And right now, CNAs can actually, instead of going through the program, the secretariat, and requesting a CVE ID or a block of them from the secretariat, they can go in to this endpoint today and actually request and get in real time a CVE ID. And you can actually get a block of them, as Millen suggests, for the beginning of the year. But actually, we suggest people start to use it on demand. Every time they have to publish a CV, don't get 500 of them IDs, but get one that you need or five that you need and publish immediately is a way that we're trying to advocate this service be used. But it's available today. It was rolled out in December of 2020, and it's people are using it right now. We've issued over probably 3,000 or 4,000 CVE IDs using this reservation service today. So that particular part of the on-ramp is already developed. The part that we're currently in the process of developing, as once again Millen suggests, is the record submission and upload service. That is the series of endpoints that a CNA's client will interface with that will actually, once given a CVE ID through the ID reservation system, they will actually use the RSU service to submit a full record to be published in the CVE repository. And that will happen immediately, as opposed to going through a secretariat or a review, a human review. Right. And so that is one of the issues we're trying to address with this automation, is kind of that lag time between the time someone submits a CVE or a pull request and the time it actually gets published. So that's what we're talking about, the superhighway for the most mature CNAs that have the resources to engage this highway. That's what we're looking to provide.
So what I'm hearing from you, Chris, is that When you submit through the web form or through GitHub, there's some human interaction that has to occur, and that can introduce some lag time. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And by using these services directly, you can avoid that interaction, which can dramatically speed up the process.
Right. And we're trying, and also this advances, because as the community grows, and it's grown significantly over the last 5 years, that human interaction has actually caused more and more delay. And the whole idea with this is to, as we bring CNAs into the community, that they have a place, as we confederate and get larger and larger, that they have that this human interaction becomes less and less, and that's more automation to support that. Automation, as we know in most environments, is the key to scalability, right? And that's what we're trying to achieve with the
Yeah, and it sounds like it's also the key to giving CNAs more control over when and how they publish, which is a win-win for everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. So it sounds like you've been quite busy within the automation working group. There's a lot of existing capability that's out there, some new stuff that's coming. Could you tell us a little bit about maybe what your longer term roadmap looks like?
So what we've in the context of the development environment that we've adopted is we're using a DevOps type of approach. We're doing agile development, if you will, an incremental approach to implementing an architecture. And so the overall architecture comprises a number of pieces. We've already mentioned the CVID reservation service, if you will, and that we've initially implemented that in December. Currently, we're working on the RSUS, the Record Submission Upload Service. We're looking for that to be developed and deployed in the fall of this year. And that's going to incorporate some really new capabilities, that allow for, like, initially record submission and upload, but also it's going to introduce a new component to the record, which is, we call it an ADP. Right? How does that go? That's the
authorized data publisher.
authorized data publisher component, which is going to allow another angle, if you will, of community involvement in CVE record submission. It's going to allow other entities, not the original record submitter, but other entities to engage the program and to offer interesting information associated with individual CVE records. So they're going to be called authorized data publishers, not CNAs or CVE numbering authority. So that's a whole new concept that's going to come out in the October timeframe. In the meantime, and this is interesting as well, you're talking about giving more control to the CNAs as a part of the federation activity of the community.
Right.
Rolling out in the middle of June is going to be CVE Services 1.1. CVE Services 1.0 with the IDR was deployed in December, as I noted. 1.1 is going to offer CNAs the opportunity to manage their own user base. What I mean by that is CNAs have a number of different users in the organization that use the CVE services, and now we are going to start offering a service for them to manage their own user base, create users, delete users, change secrets or passwords for the users they control. And so therefore, that's going to be kind of an interim thing that's coming out in June. So we have a number of things that are happening in that space. So the June is going to be one deployment, and then October we're looking for a big deployment, CVE Services 2.0.0, which is going to really be the next big wave of service to be offered to the community.
That's interesting. We've talked a lot so far about the benefit to CNAs for using these services. Are there benefits to other stakeholders of the CV program, maybe to the community at large?
Well, I believe so. And it'd be interesting to hear Millen's take on this about how, as a CNA, how the AWG can help the broader community. But I believe that there is, it's a community building activity and the requirements are coming from the community. And in actuality, we're hoping that they will generate interest and technology that the broader community can use, just not in these services, but in other areas as well. I don't know, Millen, do you want to offer anything on that?
No, I agree with you, Chris, because this is very interesting thing, because I've been with the program for a few years now, and I've seen how it has been changing in a very positive and good direction. So definitely, as from NVIDIA side, we are definitely looking forward to start using this automation service when it is rolled out. But I would also like to mention that smaller CNAs or newer CNAs, they also still will have an option to do the manual things that are still available to them. But obviously, the preferred approach will be the automation, the services that Chris was mentioning before. So I definitely agree that this is the way to go and everybody should move into that direction. But all the approaches are still available. All the options are available, how to submit the CV records to the program. And the newer CNAs, basically focusing on newer CNAs because they are a little bit confused. They might be confused on which is the best option to do.
Yeah.
So they can start with the easier ones and then move on to the using the automation services as soon as possible to get the latest and the newest platform. And the thing is, like the Chris mentioned, the automation working group, that is a very good community of all the interested folks. So anybody can come and help. Like if you have any questions or if you're stuck on something, then certainly some CNAs or even the Chris or anybody from the AWG group can come and help you and guide you to the proper options or directions.
Yeah, that's great. It's great that sounds like a really great resource. If organizations implementing the services need help, is there a mailing list or how would someone who is interested in participating in the AWG, how would they join? How would they get engaged in that working group?
Well, you could go to the cde.mitre.org website and actually request to be a part of that working group. There's a form to fill out, and it's pretty simple and straightforward. You can also send email directly to me, the chair, at rbritton, R-B-R-I-T-T-O-N, at mitre.org, and I'll get you engaged in that community. We meet once a week on Tuesdays. It's a video / teleconference. And we have an email list that we communicate on a regular basis. So we really invite anybody to join us. We like to get more and more people involved because it's really a great community to get engaged and to have input on what automation you, the CNA community, need. So we really exist to serve the community. So we hope to get more people involved.
And if someone wants to... to read more about the work that you're doing, do you have a website or a GitHub repo or, something like that?
Yeah, we do have it. We do have a GitHub repo. You can take a look at the code we're actually developing. It's all open source, so you can look at that for sure and test it. We also have a Groups.io site where there's a wiki set up for that, is where you can read about what our group is about and how to get engaged and see minutes and briefings that we have put up there for the last 6 months, so people can see kind of how things are going, and the whole email list there is so people can review that. So there are some tools to kind of get up to speed between GitHub and the Groups.io site, but also the best way is just to get involved, attend a meeting and start asking questions, right? Is the fastest way.
I think both you and Melinda earlier mentioned that there's some existing code that might be useful to CNAs to help implement a client. Is there some open source available? Where would someone find resources to find what's already out there versus building their own?
Well, there is a client that has been created. I mentioned earlier that there is, the investment by the CNAs will be for them to build their own client or to adopt a client. We have a couple of members of the community that have developed their clients and are making them available to the community for adoption. And those are available on the list. I don't have the address directly with me, but we can, if you're interested, if somebody's interested in that, we can get that to them. I believe Melinda even has some software that they're using as well, right, Melinda?
Correct. So we developed some command line tools internally to use this. But yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a collaborative effort, and we'll also leverage other tools as well, the open source tools that are available.
That's great. This has been a lot of really excellent information. Before we end today, is there anything else that you would like to share, either about the CV services, the automation working group, or your own experiences working in this area?
Yeah, so I think this was a very good conversation. And I think the only point I would like to make is for the newer CNAs or the existing CNAs is to keep them updated with the latest things that are coming up with this submission process. There are a lot of interesting things going on. And as you go through this journey, I think definitely everybody will appreciate the way that everybody is working together as a community to get this more efficient and this process streamlined for everybody. And I think it's a very good thing, like going step by step and eventually using the full automation services as part of the workflow for the submission process, because this becomes like a main thing as a part of the program, like how you submit the records to the CV program. And this is where I think a lot of things are coming up, and the roadmap, like Chris mentioned, very interesting. And I'm really excited to be part of this group.
Yeah, I'm glad. Chris, anything else?
Yeah, I think that just to echo Millen's comments, I think the community is a vibrant community, and we really do relish the input and participation from all those that have the time and the resource to donate to us. This community is really for the broader CNA program, and we hope that we're building an environment in which CNAs can that the last thing you're thinking about is how am I going to submit my CVE record, right? We want to make it so simple and so straightforward that it's just automatic. And I think we're up for smaller CNAs as Millen pointed out. Those tools are still going to be in place if you don't want to make the investment. But as you grow into a larger CNA and have more resources to invest in clients and support, that infrastructure is going to be available to you too. So there's room under this tent for small CNAs and large CNAs. It's a big community that comprises a number of different sizes, shapes, researchers, organizations, big companies, small companies, and the idea is for everybody to get involved because this is such an important mission in the IT space. Naming and identifying vulnerabilities is a necessary condition for us to advance IT in our society. So it's an important component for everybody to participate, and we're hoping it's welcoming enough to do that.
Yeah, and one more thing I want to add for the bigger CNAs or more established CNAs is till couple years back, there were a lot of manual things that were working fine. I mean, there were no problems with it. But then the question was about the scalability, right? When you're submitting like hundreds of CVEs in a year, then how you're going to scale it? And I think this particular project that Chris and we are working to build this will definitely going to help resolve that challenge of the scalability of submission process.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Millen. Thank you, Chris. It's been a great conversation today. I hope we've all learned a lot about this new capability. Chris, you've given I think both Chris and Millen, you've given some really good pointers as far as how CNAs can, take the on-ramp to this new superhighway, and you've helped the community understand how to participate in the automation working group, and I think that's great. So thanks again for joining us today, and that concludes our podcast for today. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David. It's good to be here.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you for joining us today on the We Speak CVE podcast, which is available for free on Buzzsprout and the CVE website. If you'd like to participate or suggest a topic, please contact us on the CVE website.